warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, a recording, and we will say Islam is Islam a verb or noun? And I'm
Noun.
No, it's not saying about Islamic, we say Islam. Islam, is it noun or verb?
Noun.
Everybody says noun?
Yeah.
No. From a, hold on.
Right.
From a language point of view, Islam is a noun. But from an actual point of view,
it's
a verb. Oh, one who submits to God.
No, that's Muslim. Oh. But Islam...
Submission.
Islam is submission. It's from a language point of view, it's a verb. It's a party. It's a noun. However, the reality of this, the reality of Islam is what? A verb, not noun. So,
Wait,
it has to do with doing, huh?
What makes Islam a verb?
Because you have to do things, okay? You can't just say, I'm a Muslim, or like, I believe in Islam, and then you're not doing anything. To believe in Islam, or to be a Muslim, you need to do things. Two things. The first thing is to declare that there is no deity except God and Muhammad is his messenger. Let me ask you a question. Prophet Muhammad, when he, before Islam came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he became a prophet, how did the people like him?
They thought he was a liar.
Huh?
He was very trustworthy.
Very trustworthy, huh? Very honest. Remember, Mecca is a small town. Everybody knows everybody, right? So he has been living 40 years among them. They call him the most honest, the most trustworthy, Al-Amin. As-Sadiq Al-Amin. As-Sadiq Al-Amin. Suddenly, he became a liar and
cheater.
He became a liar and cheater. What happened? Why did he suddenly become a liar and cheater?
Because
dishonest and liar. Huh? Yes, huh? Because he brought La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Okay,
no.
Now, why did they hate this? They hated this, why?
They had their own religion.
Go ahead, Sadi. Why did they hate La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah?
Because they followed the idols and it was the religion of their fathers and grandfathers, so they didn't want anyone to challenge their family.
There are many reasons. One of them is you just mentioned. La ilaha illallah. Go ahead.
So Prophet Muhammad son was from Japan and he's in his day.
Yeah, no, they got this jealousy, clan jealousy thing. Good, yes. Huh?
It was also that the reason that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which means blessed is anyone God Muhammad is his prophet. So they probably felt that he was lying because he was describing himself like as if like they were jealous that he could be the prophet instead of like anyone else. So they just started calling him a liar or cheater because they didn't want him to be like the prophet. They didn't want him to feared that he was going to be their new ruler, sort of.
Perfect. You got the key word. La ilaha illallah means that who's going to rule them? Allah. Now, through who?
Muhammad.
Through Muhammad. So they said, Muhammad is going to rule us. And Islam is going to bring justice. So that we have to give back, we have to give back the things that we took unfairly. Suddenly, I'll become equal to my slave.
Anam, is it Anam or Anam?
Anam.
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 Yeah.
Anam. The weirdest spell in the world.
Hold on. Let's focus here. So, let's summarize. Number one. They said, you are telling us that our fathers were wrong. Number two, you are telling us that our fathers in hellfire. Number three, you want to rule over us. You're making this up so that you rule over us. Why? Because if he's the prophet, then who's going to order? The prophet is going to say, do, don't. And who has to listen? The Muslim. So it's saying, you are ruling over us. So it means that the clan of Banu Hashim is ruling us. There is no way we're going to accept that. Is that it? No. There's also business anam over here. There is also business issue. What was the business issue that prevented them from...
It was when, during the time of, when people came to worship, the idols, they would, give money, and, they were afraid that they don't want to give back money because they wanted power. That's the main thing they wanted, anything. So when they, when the people gave money, or, when they, worshipped them and they gave them, so much stuff, instead of giving it to the idols, they would take them for themselves. And when the prophet came, they were fearing that they would lose all their power and money, so they just decided to call them that.
Exactly. Basically, there was an idol in Kaaba. There was an idol for every tribe.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is your idol, this is my idol. You know, the idol is a middle god. He's small enough to talk to us and big enough to talk to Allah. So it's a middle god. Okay?
Wait, so are they real or not? I'm not sure.
That's what they believe.
Oh, okay.
That's what they believe. They are real middle gods.
I thought you meant in real.
So you can't, all of us can't have one middle god. Your middle god is Hubal. Your middle god is Allah. Your middle god is blah blah. Okay? So every tribe has its own middle god. So what do? They come do Hajj to their middle gods, okay, in different seasons, especially the season of Hajj. So when they come and make Hajj, what do they bring with them? Business. Yes, business, trading, business, money, so gold. So first of all, they lose this thing because there will be no more business like that given to them. That's the first thing. The second thing, so number one, they lose this. Number one, they lose this business. And number two, the Arab, they will be mad. You are telling me that my middle god is not true? So every tribe would be mad, would be angry about their middle god. Say, they are all around Kaaba. So they say, if the Prophet would destroy idols, he destroys all of them together, right? And the ones who are middle god for, the ones who are middle god for, the one who's middle god for him, for Quraysh, and the ones who are middle gods for other tribes. So the other tribes will get mad at them, and the other tribes will fight them to stop this idea from growing. So this is La ilaha illallah. Do you see what's the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Arab lords would never, ever allow La ilaha illallah to govern. They would never, ever allow La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah to be established. They would never, ever. They have so much against it, so much that they would no way they're going to let it happen. Go ahead.
One question that comes up is, why are they mad? Why are they so afraid of change?
Oh, they are mad? You just
no,
mentioned.
Their forefathers and their grandfathers were believing in it, but then why were they so afraid of changing?
But because of what one of the things that you said, pilgrimage will end and the business will end. The bad guys will not let them. Every tribe has its own idol. They will not let them tell them that your middle god or your idol is fake. This tribe will get mad and come. And other tribes who have other idols in Kaaba, they would get mad at them. Say, you are saying that these idols are bad. The Prophet, when time came, the Prophet destroyed all idols around Kaaba. He didn't leave only single one of them. None. So every idol belongs to a tribe. The tribe will be mad. Okay? So that's what they were afraid of, is that people are going to unite, the Arab tribes are going to unite against them, and then Yalina are going to unite against them, and then they are going to fight them. Do you understand how many reasons they hated La ilaha illallah? How many reasons? Just a person overnight has been living. Just imagine you're living with a person for 40 years. Since he was a baby until he became a grown up, 40 years. And for 40 years you call him the trustworthy, the honest. And then suddenly overnight he became the liar, the bad guy, the cheater, all of this.
And
how?
also, we know Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is real. It's not like the other religions where we don't. It's not a matter of if their word was true, like if they. If you believed in him was matter, if you believed in what he was saying was true or not, like we have with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A lot of the prophets were so long ago that it's a matter of did they even exist? Like, there's this abstract man. We don't know if it's like a story. We don't know if he existed. We don't know if his word, if he did exist and he was telling everybody he was a prophet, if he was even right. But Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 500 years ago, and a while ago, like 500 years. Wow. But that's actually pretty recently, because back then they still could write and they could still read and they transcribed everything they were talking about with all the sunnahs.
Okay, let's move to the second one now. What is the second pillar? Huh? Second pillar, girls, huh? Huh? The second pillar of Islam, yes. As-salah. Now let me give you an example to understand salah. A lot of people, a lot of Americans don't understand what salah is. So there is a, let's look at that example. Who here is going to college soon?
College.
Oh, everybody's going to college.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's
pick Anam. Anam is going to college, okay? Now, Anam, where do you live, Anam?
Santa Clara.
She lives in Santa Clara. Her family lives in Santa Clara.
I live in
if she goes to UC San Diego, University of California, San Diego, will you go yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say her father sends her a check. Let's say she leaves her family. She goes to start the fall semester. Let's say she does this on August. Then on August, her father is going to give her a check. A check for her what? Expenses. Right? They check for expenses. Now, just imagine with me, her father sent her a check and she did not call her father and saying, thank you, father, for the check. Maybe her father will feel that probably she's still settling, right? She's still settling down. She didn't get stuff taken care of. So her father sends her the check for September. And guess what happened? Her father sends her a check for September and then what?
No call.
She's not calling him to say thank you. Now your father started getting a little bit angry, but he said maybe she has an excuse. All right, then the month of October came and her father would send her a check and guess what happens? She didn't call her father. She didn't call her father to say thank you for the check. You see, then the father, is it reasonable that the father was going to get mad or not? The father is, she doesn't call him and say thank you for the check. So the father now is mad. So he calls her. Anam, how come you take the check? You cash the check and you don't call your father to say thank you. Just imagine Anam saying, Daddy, I thank the postman. The mailman is the one who brings me the check, so I thank him.
What? That makes no sense.
See?
Where does it originally come from? You can't thank the mailman. He's perfect. Doing his job.
I'm perfect.
So sorry.
The mail person.
Yeah, and I'm
the mail person.
The mailman?
The person is the physical means. The physical, you know, everything has to come with physical means. Allah rules this earth by means. Like, to get an action, reaction for an action. Things, you have to do things for things to happen. Yelena, write down. Okay. So now, her father said, Daddy, I get the check, and I get it from the mail person, and I thank the mail person so much for bringing me the check. Daddy is mad. Said, the check, just like she's mad. The check is coming from me. Not from the mail person. The mail person is just a physical means through which I'm sending you the check. What's your name?
Nala.
Focus, Nala. Okay. All right. So now her father is mad at her. Then she says, then what is this? How is this relates to our life? Allah provides the check. Through, does Allah give you the check from heaven like that?
No.
Drop it like this?
No.
No. No, it doesn't matter what you do. No. Like Prophet, like Omar radiallahu anh, saw people staying in the masjid, they don't want to work or do anything. And he said, "What? Why don't they keep begging people for money?" So he says, "Why don't you get to work? Why don't you work and earn money?" They said, "We depend on Allah." Omar beat them up and he said, "Depending on Allah, the skies is not going to rain chicken or food. We need to go work." So in order for you to get, you need to work for it. However, you understand that the check is originally coming from who?
Allah.
From Allah. Checking is coming from who? Allah.
So
through your company, through your work, through whatever. Go ahead.
So like when you made the story about Adam like taking the postman, shouldn't she first thank Allah then her father?
That's what she should.
Yeah.
Wait.
But I'm just making a simplified example. Okay? Then she is yes. If you don't thank your father, you didn't thank Allah. So you have to thank your father. You have to thank Allah and your father. But hold on here. Let's focus here. What is the male person? The male person is the person that the male man is the means, like employer, like business, like stock market, like whatever it is. Whatever it is, source of money. So the male person, do we thank the male person or thank Allah? The male person hides who? The male person is hiding her father. Because here is the male person delivering the check to her. Her father is behind the male person. So a lot of people, Allah complains about that. Allah says, I create and humans worship somebody else. I provide and they thank somebody else. I'm the one who's taking care of them and then they worship somebody else. Okay? So now, let's say Adam didn't say that. Let's say Adam said, who are you? I am your father. The one who... Do you like, Anam, do you like me using you as an example or
sure.
You're fine with
no.
That? Okay. I am your father. I am the one who took care of you. And your mother is the one who breastfed you. She is the one who changed your diaper. She is and I was and I am and she was and we are your parents. And then Anam, after hearing all of this, Anam is going to say, shh, shh, shh. Anam is going to say, no, father. No, sir. I don't have a father or a mother. Then her father says, then where did you come from? She said, I was a monkey. And then I converted.
What are you talking
about? It's about right.
Huh? Like, I was monkey.
I was monkey,
and then I developed to be a human. You have, I have no father.
But where did the
no
monkey
mother.
Come from?
Well, from a lower species.
It
keeps going to
yeah.
Infinity. Lower.
Your mind is made up of science. You came from a germ to a monkey to...
You got this example? Aren't you amazed? Aren't you amazed that she's going to tell her dad that she wasn't... That's not her dad. This is what... Don't we do this to Allah? Don't we say we were monkeys? Don't you say we were monkeys? And then we developed...
Listen, but like... That would have happened.
But you see the example? You see the example? You wrote nothing. You just wrote nothing. I've been talking for 15 minutes.
That's because he's just giving examples. This is a thesis.
You're right, the example.
Yeah, write the example, Lena. Do your job. You want to do this?
No, you
see, you're the TA. Your job.
Okay. Yes. So, why do we pray? Prayer is like a phone call to Allah. He's saying, thank you, Allah.
You're the one who's talking.
You're the one who provided for me.
Hey, I'm just
when you pray, you're talking to Allah, and you're like,
that's right. That's right. That's good. But let's look at here. Don't you want your child to call you and say thank you? That's what Allah wants from you. To call him and say thank you. How do you call Allah? What's the number that you dial to call Allah?
Allah.
No. If you're smart.
You pray.
Yes, pray to thank Allah. But how? What's the number? Okay, the number is 24434.
Oh, what is 24434?
That's the what? That's exactly right.
That's what?
Smart.
What?
Two fajr prayers, two rak'ah. Two, four rak'ahs, three rak'ahs, and four rak'ahs. That's the phone number you call Allah. You call Allah and say, thank you, Allah, for the check. Not only that, but you also acknowledge, Ya Allah, you are my maker. I wasn't a monkey, and after a car accident, I became a human. No. I wasn't a monkey and then after a car accident I became a human. No, I have been a human and I was raised by you. Okay? You got this part right? Okay. Remember, by the way, about evolution, just before we go, evolution introduces a big problem. Why? Because evolution would be based on development. Development. So people might say, okay, we are highly developed from monkeys, and they, those guys, less developed. So we developed more.
We have.
Yeah, that's what they say. We say, we developed more, we're more developed from monkeys than you. That's why they draw a black man, and they draw the black man jumping trees. Why do they draw the black man jumping trees? What's the message?
Monkeys.
You have not developed much from monkeys. How about us? We've developed so much from monkeys. So you are more monkeyish than us. Okay, you have Allah. You have not far away from monkey. This is monkey, you're here. This is monkey, we are over there. And that gives a justification. That's racism. So it provides framework for racism. Grounds for racism. Okay, so you are not developed much from monkeys, so I have the right to rule you, and I have the right to kill you.
What?
No.
Because she's that close to being a monkey.
I'm not a monkey, though. I'm a human.
Well, but yes, you're a human, but you're less developed. You're less developed than me. I am way more developed, and you're right here.
You mean brain developed?
Everything developed from monkeys. You got it? Okay. Another thing, that's why, by the way, so, evolution provides a ground for racism. That some people are more developed than others. Also,
racism?
Yeah. Like you close to, like you, this is the monkey. You're here, and I am here. You're less developed. Yeah.
So he's more educated.
I'm not. In India, they have
in Hinduism, I know that.
In Hinduism, they have a caste system.
Yeah.
And, yes. And where they believe there's something called untouchables, where they were built from the feet of God, and therefore they only deserve a certain set of jobs.
Only
you literally can't touch them because they're just so impure.
And then some people are like born at the very top, which are Brahmins.
Yeah.
And then they're just naturally like the best.
Because they're born from, they're
like
created from the face of God.
Or like the
wait, hold on.
Pale.
So
the
when face. The person dies and they have like a certain job, when they die, it's like they believe that when they die, they come back to like the karma or something like that.
Karma.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what
okay.
I don't think it has.
Let me ask you.
It does.
I thought it did.
Let me ask you a question. Guys, gals, listen. Let me ask you a question. What was the question? Okay. You know why Islam forbids us from drawing a picture of God? Who knows why?
We don't know what God is. And we might accidentally worship that picture.
Now, yes, Lidina.
Because if you do Dina. All of
that, people might
we're going to give them human characteristics.
We're going to give them human characteristics. There is a worse than there is all of these.
Guys, stop talking.
All of these problems are true. However, there is another problem.
Oh,
is that how are you going to draw the picture of God? Huh?
Because
the most developed thing we know is ourselves, and so you if you draw a picture of God, you can't
draw
if you draw God as a person,
then you're basically
Let's talk about, for example, the picture of Jesus. What color is Jesus? What's the race of Jesus in the picture?
White. And brown hair.
I want God to look like an Arabian guy, Egyptian guy. Oh, the Indian people say we want God to look like Indians. And Chinese people say we want God to look like a Chinese.
Oh my
God. So, which picture? Do you see the trouble? You get yourself in trouble. So, and racism. Why do you think that God is blue eyes? God is not blue eyes, white skin, Anglo-Saxon. No.
Have you noticed that we're all Muslim, yet we all know the typical, like, drawing of Jesus? Isn't that? Because it's just not everywhere.
Why God is a man? Why do we draw the picture of a man and say God? Why not a woman?
Because men are more superior than women.
Wait, is it God? Because more superior? You know the 176 million people who died in the previous century were because of the political insanity of the men who are superior to women. Look, men caused World War I, caused World War II.
And they're probably going to cause World War
III. Women are the biggest problem in this world.
Trump.
No, what I'm saying is that the ones who say men are superior to women, let me tell you something, sir. 176 million people were killed in the previous century because of men. Because of men.
I don't know where to put this. Should I make a...
America's going to become successful because of men.
Okay. You understand? Then Islam, Allah is in Islam. Is he a body? Or abstract?
Abstract.
Got it? Abstract. No form. You cannot put Allah in a body. Otherwise, you end up in trouble. What body? Body of white, body of black, body of human. Body. Some people, by the way, some Afro-American in their churches, they draw pictures of Jesus to be an African-American.
Oh, it's true. I've seen it before.
Yeah. I've seen it too.
Okay.
It's not popular, and it has a lot of diversity, not like the typical white Jesus, but
the churches for black people. You know the Ku Klux Klan. They used to burn the churches of the black people. They did burn it. Why? Because they didn't want. They didn't want black people to exist. Anyway, there is a curve called curve of remembrance of God. Okay, let's start. The curve of the remembrance of God, no talking. This is the remembrance of God against time.
Are we making a graph?
Yeah. Okay, let's start here. You wake up from your sleep and the remembrance of God is low. Like you wake. Then you say, Asbahna. Please cover your head. Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillah walhamdulillah la sharika lah la ilaha illa huwa wa ilayhi nushur. And then you make wudu and then you pray. The remembrance of God goes high like this. Do you know that the Prophet said the Quran? The shaitan, when you sleep, the shaitan puts 3 knots on your ears.
Why?
To isolate you from Allah.
Oh.
Or let's say 3 curtains. The first curtain is in order to remove, when you wake up, in order to remove the first curtain, you have to say, Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillah walhamdulillah. Or Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. How about this one? Easy. Then that is the first curtain is removed. Then if you go make wudu, then the second curtain is removed. Then when you make the prayer, then the third curtain is removed and you are in connection with Allah. So when you do these things, you got fajr. Will bring you to Allah. Then after fajr, you go to work. So this is wake up.
Go to the stock market. It goes like up and down.
Like I said, you're the stock market. I'm the business. She's the employer. We got it.
Okay. Wake up. And then what happens due to work? You go to work. When you go to work, they get busy. So remember, Allah means Allah is in the focus of your heart. There is a room in your heart that is made for Allah. You need to bring Allah to your heart. How? By remembering Him. So now, the focus. Now, when you go to work, the focus becomes work or Allah?
Work.
So now Allah goes out of the focus. Now, slowly but surely, the remembrance of Allah declines. Why? Busy at work. Busy is one S, right?
Yeah.
Busy at work. So, this is wake up, busy at work. Before,
no.
Before getting so low, the time for dhuhr comes.
Dhuhr, woohoo!
Then here. Zohar. So, pray Zohar, Allah comes to the focus of your heart. Remember that. Allah comes to the focus of your heart. Then,
you go eat food.
Down. When you go back to work. Then, Asr comes. Then you go back. Then, Maghrib.
I don't know how you do
it. So it's just an up and down scale.
And
go back.
Stock market.
Isha. Go back, sleep.
Like
right after Isha, you go to what?
Down and down.
Sleep.
Like,
do you see? Now, let me tell you that when we say prayer, we say the regular, the real prayer, prayer. I don't want the prayer, I'm not talking about the prayer, but like this. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. I want to go to the
don't
supermarket. And after I come to the supermarket, on my way down, I am going to bring... open 2 gallons of milk, and then after the 2 gallons of milk, oh, I want to go to Costco, fill Costco, guard, and you, okay. Now, what is happening? Are you bringing Allah to your focus, or are you bringing who?
What
business?
Is
Costco.
So, this prayer, this kind of prayer will get you nowhere. Will not get you up.
When you're going to Rukhara and standing up and then going to
okay.
This kind of prayer where you're not focused will bring you what? Will not bring you any higher. Will not bring you high at all. Now let me ask a question. Is it possible to pray without dozing off?
No.
Without daydreaming?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
If you get to a level of Kushur. You get to a level where you're not paying
attention. Once when I was
What if you can't? Does that mean you're doing something wrong?
You can't. No, it means that you
go
have...
Go ahead.
Okay, so once I was trying to have Khushu'ah, right? So I was closing my eyes really hard, and I was 7 years old, and then I finished the salah, and I realized it wasn't even as the right qibla. Then, yeah.
Oh. You're praying to the wrong qibla?
Yeah. No, I started right, but I ended wrong.
By the way, yeah. Your prayer is true unless... Your prayer is not going to be counted if you intentionally... I tell you, Qibla is this way. You say, no, I'm going to break Qibla that. Then your prayer is invalid.
Intention.
What if you start laughing during prayer?
Sister, what's your name?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Salah.
Is it appropriate to walk like this?
Oh,
we have
okay. Okay, then let me tell you the rules. If you intend, everybody, the rule is, if you intend to daydream, then that doesn't count. If you intend to daydream, then your prayer doesn't count. But if you don't intend it...
You have to...
I'll rephrase what he said. You have to intend to focus. Does that make sense? You can't go into prayer and then you just say your surah and you're not really thinking about what your surah is. Of course you're going to daydream because it's something that
you intentionally doze off. If you intentionally doze off.
If you intentionally doze off, that's right.
It's more of like
I'll give
intentionally
you,
doesn't focus.
I'll give you a joke about that. There was a guy, a joke about intentionally dozing off, intentionally thinking about something else during the prayer time, intentionally bringing to the focus something else other than Allah. I'll tell you a joke about that.
Wait, can I ask something?
Huh?
What if you're like trying really?
Come on, come over here. Because angels come to these classes, angels are attending. Because we're learning about Islam. Angels are here. And those kind of angels, when they come, they want to see, they don't come when people are not well dressed. Like if I'm wearing a short band, they don't come. If you're showing your hair, they don't come. They come and make istighfar on our behalf. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So they are here, but you don't see them because we're learning about Islam. So when you uncover your hair, they leave. Okay? You cover your hair, they come back. Okay. So the rule is, if you intend to doze off, then your prayer doesn't count. But if it happens without your intending it, then your prayer what? Counts. Got it? If it happens without your intending it to do it. There is a joke about that. There was a guy praying Dhuhr behind an imam. Okay? And there were like four or five people praying with him. And then the imam prayed Dhuhr two rakahs. And then he made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. No, Dhuhr. So the guy said to the imam, you prayed only two rakahs. The imam said, no, I prayed four. He said, no, you prayed only two. He said, no, you prayed four. Then the imam asked the other people who were praying, like three or four people. He said, how many rak'ahs did we pray? All of them said four. The guy said, you are all wrong. I am 100% sure we prayed two. So the imam asked him, how come you're so sure we prayed only two? He said, easy, because I have four stores. Every rak'ah, I do the accounting in my brain for one store. And I did store one.
I didn't know this was going to
happen. I did store number one. Store number two. Then I was waiting for you to go third rak'ah and fourth rak'ah so that I do store number three and store number four. And that's how I figured out you prayed only two rak'ahs. Do you see the joke?
Oh my God.
Do you see the joke?
Yeah.
So the joke is guy is going into a prayer intending. So whatever you intend.
Well, can you take a picture of that so I can erase it? I've run out.
Do you know now the rule? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Please, let's focus here. Okay. So now fasting. You know, during the month of Ramadan. Shaitans are chained. There are two narrations. One narration during the month of Ramadan says the big shaitan, the chief shaitan, the boss shaitan, like the leaders of the shaitans are chained. Okay? The big shaitan, the super shaitans are the ones who are chained. But the followers are not chained. This is one narration. Another narration that all shaitans are chained. Now, if all shaitans are chained, then where do we get these bad ideas during Ramadan from? Evil ideas.
Yourself?
From yourself.
Lower desires.
Why lower desires? Because the shaitans are chained, but your temptations, your temptations are not chained. Your temptations are still out there.
You're programmed a certain way, like your brain, and you're the one who programmed it.
You know, one time, I have to say it. One time, during Ramadan, we're having all peace. But when Ramadan end, the night of Eid, Ramadan end, I had a fight with my wife. All Ramadan, it didn't happen. Why did I have fight with my wife at the night of Eid because shaitans came back. And I didn't pay attention and I got dragged into this fight.
Is that true story?
Yes.
No.
Shaitan happens, that shaitan comes. That's why in the day of Eid, in the night of Eid, which is the end of Ramadan, I always make sure that I am not doing anything wrong. And I'm not getting dragged in any bad discussion, heated discussions. Why? Because I know shaitan.
Can I put an S on it?
Yeah, you can say shaitan.
Can we cross to
yeah, oh, no, we have 5 more minutes.
No, we don't. 5 more minutes?
It's already been 5 minutes.
No.
Okay, then we'll stop here and continue Ramadan next time.
Okay,